Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
God is clearly on the move with many young people of all ages, frankly, around the country through a ministry by Sean Foyt, Hold the Line and Let Us Worship. It's an amazing experience. I encourage you to attend one of these events, including one that's coming up in Washington, D.C. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Holly Mead is here, and our very special guest is Sean Foyt. Welcome, Sean, to our program.
Thank you. So good to be with you guys.
Now, Sean, it's been so amazing to see how God is working through these various Let Us Worship events throughout the nation. Kind of give us a picture of how God called you to start these. What was your motivation? What did he show you why you needed to do this?
We have a long history, me and my family, and we've taken worship into really dark and hard places. And for me, it started in shortly after 9/11. In early 2002, I went into Afghanistan. I was only 18 at the time, or 17 maybe, and really brought worship into that kind of war-torn nation while the Taliban was wreaking havoc across the nation. Then we went into Iraq and all these different nations that we're still engaged with today, went into North Korea, all over the world. And so anyways, we had a lot of plans this year for 2020 to mobilize. I think we were going to do 30 different trips to hotspots around the world that really needed to see worship, prayer, peace, resources. And when the pandemic happened, obviously all those plans were canceled because we couldn't leave and travel. And so I felt like God was just having us really focus our attention on our own nation. And, you know, we started to see the riots and the conflict and, you know, the tension, the racial tension and strife and, you know, the lockdowns where churches weren't meeting and, you know, just really a crisis unfold in our own nation like we've never seen before. And so that's what really motivated me to begin to kind of do what we've been doing for so many years, but just set our sights and our target and focus on America.
You know, at Liberty Counsel, we represent many of those churches that are experiencing this discrimination, this oppression from these governors. You know, how are you seeing people reach out and have a renewed hunger for God as a result of that as you go across the nation doing these different Let Us Worship events?
It's an amazing opportunity for the church to take a courageous stand. And, you know, I think that in America, we haven't had the kind of pressure or persecution or intimidation that we're experiencing right now. It's really hit kind of an all-time high. And it gives us the opportunity to step in as leaders of the body of Christ and remind the church that we need to keep doing what we've been doing for 2,000 years. And, you know, regardless of the pandemic or persecution or what governors say or whatever, like, we have a call of God scripturally, biblically, historically, to continue to gather and worship together. And I think that bold leadership is what's really starting to gather and rally people across America.
You know, my wife Anita, earlier this year, before the pandemic really became known around the world, had a dream that in the dream she heard that many people had attended an auditorium, but they hadn't attended worship. And when you contrast what your experience was in 2002 with the persecuted church and what we have here with, you know, just a lot of freedom, and we take it for granted. And 2020 is a year we haven't been able to take it for granted. In California, for example, we represent churches that are banned from any worship, zero worship, including home Bible studies and fellowship, even with someone who's not part of your family.
And it's no singing in worship, yeah.
Criminal charge, up to a year in jail. We've never had that. But what I saw and witnessed in Orlando, and Holly was there as well, was real worship, community of people, many young people hungering for Jesus Christ. And I said to Anita, I mean, this is worship. This is the church. And so many people behind me were being baptized in three different baptismal tanks. What we're seeing, Sean, what I saw and what I've seen in your videos all over the country with your amazing schedule from city to city, is the Holy Spirit moving in a very powerful way.
Yeah, I mean, he is. There's a hunger, there's a desperation, there's a desire for the church to get together. I think the church really has to respond. I mean, it's been the place where the world runs to in the face of crisis. Happened after 9/11, when we saw the highest recorded Sunday morning attendance in church history was the Sunday after 9/11. So the church always rises to meet the nation in the hour of crisis, and I think now is no different.
Now, one of your events, there was a Black Lives Matter individual coming there with the intent of disrupting your gathering. And by the end of that, he gave his life to Jesus and was baptized. Share a little bit of the stories that you've seen, as you've seen the Holy Spirit moving among the people that attend these Let Us Worship events.
Yeah, I mean, we're just seeing, the fruit of the gospel. I think, we're seeing people get saved every single gathering. We're seeing people get radically healed. We're seeing hundreds of people in each city run down to get baptized. And, people are hurting in America right now, in so many ways. The churches, a lot of the churches haven't been open to meet those needs like they normally are. And so I feel like what we're experiencing is just the Holy Spirit pouring out, from a place of so much hunger where people are hurting and they really need God. And that's the same kind of desperation that you guys, encountered when you were there in Orlando, there, and it's just raining cats and dogs out.
I remember, Sean, when you said the church has left the building, and both Matt and I looked at each other and said, amen, literally.
Yeah, that's just amazing.
Because unfortunately, we've seen a lot of the church closing the doors, cowering, which we're not called to do. And here at this event, you have so many people that are truly being the church and that are seeking him. It was incredible.
Well, our guest is Sean Foyt. His ministry is Hold the Line, and one of the ministry outreaches is Let Us Worship, and you can go to letusworship.us, letusworship.us. Sean, you have an amazing event that's coming up in the nation's capital on October 25. Tell us about that.
We feel like a lot of the momentum is leading up to October 25th on the Mall in D.C.
And that's 9 days before the election, right?
Yeah.
Incredible.
9 days before the election. It's going to be right in the middle of the confirmation process for the new Supreme Court justice, and really at a height of enormous tension and media frenzy. I don't think that there's anything more powerful that we can do right now than gather together as the church and worship. And there's no more epic place with historical, biblical, revival significance than the Mall in D.C., the gathering of the people of the nation. And so, we're really feeling God moving. I mean, there's so many miracles that have been happening for us to meet there at that time and get the permit, and the whole process of virtually every event being canceled that day, that weekend, except for ours. And I really feel like we have the potential this has the potential to be a moment in history where we can see not only the church rise up in boldness, but where we can actually see a change. I don't know. I feel like God's appoints moments. It's like the Elisha and Elijah Mount Carmel moment. There's moments throughout the Bible, and so we're just believing that this is not just another event, but we're feeling the weight of God really get.
It's a powerful time. So, our guest is Sean Foyt. His ministry is Hold the Line. And you can go to letusworship.us. You can go there for information on this October 25th event in the nation's capital. I encourage you to be able to attend. Also, you can find out where the next worship is going to be, maybe coming to a city near you, letusworship.us. And you can also support them because they need resources for all of these events. These are powerful moments for the body of Christ to meet together. And what a more powerful way than to meet in the nation's capital October 25. Go to letusworship.us.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.